Okay, we'll start with a poll first. Did you get a blessing from the convention? If so, raise your hand. And I'm counting the hands that are still down. Oh. Okay, well, it looks like, and we even had some two-handed blessing people today. So then the question is, well, in what way was it a blessing to you? And therein lies the content of the meeting today. Who would like to share a convention blessing? Is there a microphone, a roving microphone? There is a roving microphone, and there's a microphone rover right there. Excellent. Brethren, who will share their blessing? Yes, Sister Janet.
I'll take advantage of his nearbyness there. Well, before I tell you what my blessings that I received were, I must bring some love, because we come from Portland. We live at the BSRC, so we have love from the Portland area Bible students. We have love from the Associated Bible Students of Portland. We have love from the BSRC Harmony Hour, the BSRC Sisters Study, and just a various number of individuals from the Portland Metro and Vancouver, Washington area that just want to send abundant love to everyone here. So thank you for that. I have been rejuvenated. I have been just pumped up with zeal. And I am so thankful for the discourse on anger. That just really got my motor going. I'm really excited to work on my sound mindness, if you want to put it that way, my self-control, and just so many other things that have really, like I said, rejuvenated me to just dive in even further and try to be a blessing wherever possible. So thank you very much, and thank you to the LA class.
Well, thank you. And that is a blessing. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of joy, and of a sound mind. So, yeah, I too appreciated that emphasis on this gift the Lord has given us through the Word and the working of the Holy Spirit, soundness of mind. Next, hand here, Brother Harry, and then Brother Jim Parkinson.
Well, it's been a real blessing to be here. I already knew what I was going to say when I got here. But, yeah, I have to echo the actually all the other discourses. They were, it's going to help me work on me and what I need. And Brother Todd, some of the experiences he was talking about, both in his talk and some of in fellowship, and he reminded me that when you come to a convention, there are several conventions. There's the big convention, there are a whole bunch of little conventions. But in some of the little conventions, I've had some experiences similar to his, and I could see the Lord showing me things. But a lot of times when you come to a convention, you hear things from the platform and fellowship. Brethren express exactly what the Lord wants you to hear. You go, ah, that's the point. So we want to get the point, and it's been a rich blessing.
Yes, thank you. That's so true. Sometimes we say a word that seemingly is just a word in passing, and it can have a profound impact on the rest of someone's life. I remember telling a brother when I first came in the truth that I was so afraid that God was going to maybe cause me to be in an accident and be paralyzed or lose an arm or and tempt me like that. And he said, "The Lord tempts no man." And this is now 40-plus years later, and it still burns in my head and has been a touchstone. The Lord is pure and good. Brother Jim.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is some were not able to receive a blessing because they were not able to come, and many would not know that I was told last week by a friend that Dorothy Hyman has had a stroke, and that is why she is unable to be here. And George Weissman, who is in an assisted living facility, is dependent upon his son, and sometimes his son has to work and can't bring him. But I have been very much blessed to be here, and one of my blessings is in sitting in the fifth row. You can count them. And because, Brother Jonathan, you have had a lot more effort to get here than it has taken me, I appreciate very much your being here. You are a blessing to me.
Yes, it is very dear to see Brother Jonathan Freer sitting there in all his glory. He is my cousin. Did you know that? We found that out. You have to go back six generations to the family of Daniel Boone, and we are both related, he more directly than I, to Daniel Boone. Hi, cuz. Any other testimonies? Brother Bob Wilson, and then Brother Jonathan Freer.
I can't be certain of this, but it's my belief that it was in 1955 that I first came to a Los Angeles convention, and I just figured that out. That's 63 years ago, and it was my first convention. And I thought, gosh, it'd really be great if I could go back to Los Angeles this year and see all the brethren that I used to know, and of course, not many of them are left anymore. But I kept thinking of the brethren, that I was going to see. But the blessings that I've gotten from the discourses have just blown me away. I can't get over, I've got so many notes, and I've got enough to keep me busy studying, the scriptures from those notes for the next couple of months. But I'm so grateful, and Scott Simon, who, invited me to stay with him, he's been hosting me and done a great job. So I'm just so grateful to the Lord and to the brethren here that I was able to come here. My wife, Ginny, I guess most all of you know she's, has Alzheimer's and has had for the last 10 years, 8 years, whatever. And she's, doing well. She's in a care facility, and she smiles and she greets everybody and all the people at work there. She smiles at them and she says, "Oh, you do that so well." And everything they do, she congratulates them. And so she's doing very well, but still it's a terrible disease and a little hard to deal with. So anyhow, thank you to the Lord and to the brethren that arranged this convention. Thank you all.
Well, thank you, Brother Bob, and we appreciate very much your love for the Lord and your zeal for the truth. And yours is a life that is filled with the legacy of God. From those first days in 1955 to the present time, we reflect on the sweet hours of fellowship that we personally have had with you and your insights in the scriptures, many points I've appreciated so much over the years. And of course, Sister Jenny's sweet spirit, smiling spirit. We're thankful that she has that still. That's one of her great glories and beauties. God bless you. Brother John?
Brethren, what a privilege it is to be here. I can't remember when Sister Catherine and I talked about coming, but we made a reservation probably a month or two ago because we really wanted to get to some conventions and be with the brethren. You know, I have to tell a story about Bob here. I've known Bob immersed Sister Catherine and I in 1980 in Asilomar. He conducted the immersion service for us, and I'm not sure if he remembers that or not, but we sure do. You know, when we went to Asilomar, we had, Sister Kath and I had met in 79, and we were talking about getting married, and we wanted to have some kind of religion or faith in our life. And we started going to different churches, and, my uncle, Jim Freer, many of you know him, was a faithful witness, and he witnessed to me for years about God's kingdom. And I told Kath and I said, "Listen," I said, "you know, my uncle, they meet in their home. Maybe we should give him a call." And so we called him up, and he said, "Sure, come on over," and went to their home there, and he says, "Do you have any questions?" And the question we had was, "Well, I want to know about hell." And so we studied the truth about hell, and we've been going to meetings ever since. It just made sense to us. God's a merciful God and a kind, loving God. But I really appreciate the brethren here. I love all of you. It's good to see many of you and to develop some relationship. I told Brother Todd, I said, "You know, we need to try to have a meaningful conversation while we're here," and we've had a number of meaningful conversations. Then I really do appreciate the talks. You know, this theme here, it's out of Phillips, and you know, I kind of kid around with Brother Tim Krupa. You know, he and I both really appreciate Ephesians, and we appreciate the Phillips translation. And I would recommend you go and you read chapter 1, Ephesians 1 out of Phillips. But I just appreciate what this says here. "His gifts were made that Christians might be properly equipped for their service until the time comes when we arrive at real maturity." And the talks to me, I've kept looking at that because, you know, we've had a talks on values and accountability, and I do appreciate the thought that we have to really look for the Holy Spirit. How is the Holy Spirit influencing our life? you know, and trust that the Heavenly Father has some purpose for us. Sister Joy Thompson told me a couple of years ago, everybody has a purpose. Everybody that is in the truth, God has some purpose, and we should look for that purpose. And I appreciate that because I do believe we all have some purpose. And so the thoughts that center around identifying that we are spirit begotten and how we can allow the Holy Spirit in our life to affect us and arrive at real maturity, because that's our goal, to be truly Christ-like. And so I just appreciate the thoughts that came out about this theme. I just keep looking at that because it's such an important scripture. His gifts were made that Christians, and that's us, might be properly equipped for their service until the time comes when we arrive at real maturity. And what's our service, our purpose? It's for perfecting the world of mankind. What a blessing it is to know that if we're all faithful, you know, we'll all hear that. Well done, thou faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the kingdom. So I love all of you. I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful to be here. You know, Kath and I have had a number of experiences this year that have been really, really beneficial to us. I'm thankful that I'm in the Heavenly Father's hands. There's not a greater place for us to be. And I've really learned to accept that and appreciate that lesson this last year. So I love all of you. I ask an interest in your prayers as we keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
Oh, do what? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting instructions from my wife. I bring you the love of Gary and Janet Johnson. Also, Don and Alan Allers. I spoke to them earlier in the week. Who else? You know, I have this memory issue that goes on every now and then. But, you know, we're getting through it day by day and trusting in the Lord. So, Lord be with all of you.
Well, thank you, Brother Jonathan. We appreciate the love and the zeal manifested, not only on your part, but yours, Catherine. I have to single you out, too. That you desire so much to come and meet together with the Lord's people. This band of brethren, united by faith and united by the Spirit that we share. You know, in some sense, it's like we go back out into the world, and I kind of picture us at times like floating in little inner tubes on a dark ocean, and we're isolated, you know, and maybe we've got our little light on our top of our head just blinking every once in a while, and looking for someone else, and there's so few who can share the joy of the Lord with us that we have. And then all of a sudden, the currents, the planning of conventions brings us all together in this hall. Here we all are, and we're at home, and it's great.
I just wanted to say one other thing. You know, I have a relationship with Obie and Janet that's rather unique. You know, they're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast, and at 3 o'clock in the morning in California, it's 6 o'clock in the morning in Obie and Janet's. And I know I can call them, and, you know, Janet's like my walking concordance. If I have a question, you know, about a particular scripture, I know I can call her and say, Janet, where is this scripture? And she'll tell me where it is. And I'll ask her, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm making breakfast for Obie.
No, I'll hear the phone ring at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll roll over to Janet, and I'll say, I wonder what John wants. A scripture, almost always. Now, is that a comfort zone or what, that you can call your brethren at 5:30 in the morning to discuss the scriptures? And we love it. And we love you, John. You know that. Okay. Other reflections on the convention? Your blessings. Share them. Sister Eleanor right over here, and then Sister Arielle over here.
Thank you. I appreciate very much being here. This was originally my home class, even though it's been like I was immersed here 55 years ago. It seems almost impossible. But so I always appreciate coming back. Things have greatly changed over the years. When I was a child, there were a couple, 250 people at meetings at the Los Angeles class. So I appreciate the work that the few that are here do in putting on this convention. I, like Janet, appreciated the thoughts on anger. We all have this problem. I won't say all, most of us. And I appreciate his interpretation of letting not the sun go down in your anger, his insight, I should say. And I appreciated Brother Harry's talks, especially on the law and the Holy Spirit. I think that's a wonderful connection to make. And my discussions with some of the brethren during the meals and during the intermissions, that's always a blessing. And you can get a lot of spiritual insights that way. I also wanted to bring the love of my sister, Arlene Battaglia, who's from Portland, and my cousin, Linda Larson, who's from Chicago. We have a little reading group, and it's been going on for the last several years. And every night, we started out by reading the Bible through the year. We did that for several years. And then 2 years ago, we said, let's attempt to read the volumes through. And so we didn't think it was possible doing it that way. But we did it, and we even had time for discussions. So this 2 years later, we decided to try that again. And we have a lot of interesting discussions around the scriptures and the volumes. And I recommend this to everybody. If you can get a little group of a couple people, we do it long distance, of course. I'm up in Vancouver, and then Chicago, and then Portland. And I especially wanted to bring the love of the Vancouver brethren, and also Janet gave the love of the Portland class. So thank you very much for putting on the convention.
Yes, LA brethren, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your work putting on this convention. I believe 2 weeks from today, Vancouver has a convention as well. And appreciate your reflection on the subject of anger. I always find Brother Tom Gilbert's ministry to be a tremendous blessing, and we enjoyed that lesson here as well this weekend. And it just caused me to reflect on how crazy it is that we get so angry and our hearts beat and vengeance rises up in our hearts just because somebody pulled ahead of us in traffic. It's madness. And I think Brother Tom had a very eloquent way of pointing that out to us and a helpful manner in dealing with it as well. So we're going to go over to this side now. You've already got the microphone. Yes, Sister Ariel, please.
Hi. So I'm really grateful to be here at the convention this year. I've really enjoyed all of the discourses. They've been really great and interesting, and I really like them. I want to bring the love from my mom and stepfather they are from Poland, but they live there now.
They live there currently. For real now, okay.
Yeah, so Renata and Zbyszek Grudzień. And I want to thank the Davises for kind of coming to my rescue this morning. I was getting gas in my car last night, and then gasoline started pouring out the bottom of my car. So if anyone knows anything about cars, you can tell me what's wrong with it. That'd be cool.
Take it to the dealer.
Yeah.
That's my answer for anything automotive. Take it to the dealer.
Tell me what's wrong. I just wanted to thank them for coming and picking me up this morning.
And it's delightful to see you sitting there. We pray the Lord's blessing on you. I'm glad you got such a blessing from the convention today. And I still reflect on the first time I really got to know you. You volunteered to play the mandolin in the teen choir at the General Convention and did a great job. Thank you. God bless. Other reflections, Brother Steve Yike.
Brother Obi and brethren, it's indeed been a great blessing and privilege to be here with you. And I have two messages of love. One I forgot to bring yesterday, and the other was a new one I just received today. I had some communication recently from Sister Donna Burke, who, of course, is in St. Louis, and she knew we were going to be out here, and she wanted her love conveyed to all the brethren. And then at during lunchtime, I got a text message from Sister Sharon Keenis. She and Dan Keenis, student at Atlanta, and I think many of you know them, at least those of you who get over to the East Coast some. And to General Convention, she and Dan especially wanted their love conveyed to all of the brethren here. They're very lovely brethren who we've known for many years, and we always rejoice in our fellowship with them. It is so hard to narrow down the blessings, and I don't want to narrow down the blessings of this convention from each and every one of the talks. But one that just the title of itself, when I heard the title even before Brother Tom gave his talk this afternoon, when I saw the title or heard the title, The Restoring Justice of God, that just made me think so much. And his, the whole focus of his talk being that God's justice is a justice that is for the purpose of restoring and helping and directing mankind eventually back to the Heavenly Father. And I appreciated that so much because, there's so much out in the world there that we see that is just so opposite of that. and to know that God's justice is for the purpose of getting man back into harmony with God is just so refreshing. It's so unique to our concept of the Heavenly Father. And as Brother Tom pointed out, this is because, you know, his other attributes, love, wisdom, power, they all work together. And I appreciated being reminded of that so much. And I want to, you know, obviously I want to put that into practice in my own life. And we certainly look forward to the time when that will be in full operation amongst the world of mankind. So it's just one of the many, many blessings we've received here at this convention. We love each and every one of you, and we ask the Lord's blessings upon you.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Good to see you here, and always amazed at how fresh you seem after many, 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 many hours of driving. And yes, we appreciate that concept of God's restorative justice. You know, we've had committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. And the view we have of God gives us a unique force to that work of reconciliation, because it is so much easier to say, be reconciled to the most loving, just, wise, merciful, incredible being that ever was, versus get to know this hateful, vengeful ogre who wants to destroy you. Certainly an advantage. Brother Chuck.
I wanted to say how much I appreciated the blessings I received from many familiar faces that I've seen here today, this weekend, and many new faces and ones I've come to get to know over the last 48 hours. I bring lots of love with me. First and foremost, I bring the unconditional love of the New York class. I also bring the love of the Greater Phoenix class and Brother Kent Humphreys. Also the brethren in Brazil. I just got back from Brazil and were able to add three to our ranks joyfully. And also the brethren from Medellin, Colombia, who will be visiting in a few weeks. They all send their love.
Thank you, Brother Chuck. And as the Lord opens doors of opportunity for you to serve, we trust that His Spirit will guide you and give you the grace, the wisdom to serve well. And if you don't know Brother Chuck yet, you've got to know Brother Chuck. Go talk to him. He really loves the Lord so much. Other insights, blessings you'd like to share? Lots of fingers are pointing, but, yes.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm from the Orlando Ecclesia. I just want to say how blessed I am to be here. I drove 6 days with Steve and Debbie, up here, and it was really long, but it was so much fun. And I always joke about them that they're my grandparents, and, you know, Steve always scoffs because he says he's not old enough to be my grandpa, but they seriously are the grandparents I never had, and I love them with all my heart, and I was really blessed to be able to, you know, ride up here with them and seeing new places every night. It was a really cool experience. And then I wanted to thank the Davises for opening up their home for me so I could have somewhere to stay. And the convention has just really been a big blessing. So I just wanted to thank all of you. And it was nice meeting new people and seeing faces again.
Thank you. And thank you for bringing your smiling face and good spirit to this convention. It's a blessing to have you here. And it's great to drive across the country and see what remarkable beauty there is in the United States alone. But it's a beautiful planet. There's a video that someone introduced me to, and it's called Riding Light. The concept of the video is that you start on the surface of the sun and then at the speed of light take off through the solar system and you pass by Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and so on. And it gives you such a profound sense of how small this planet is in the scope of the universe and what a precious and remarkable gem this is in God's creation. So if you look at Riding Light and watch that, I think you'll be amazed. It'll certainly give you a fresh perspective. Who else wants to share their blessing that they got? Now, I don't mind if you just kind of keep it in your vest pocket here and don't share it with anybody else because it's yours, but we'd love to hear it if you will share. Brother Mark Davis back here and then Brother David Rice.
Well, dear brethren, just on behalf of the Los Angeles brethren, we want to thank all of our visiting elders and all of our visiting brethren who have come to make this such a wonderful experience for our class to have you come out and the blessings that we have received from your fellowship and the lessons that we've garnered from the platform. And just, you know, the takeaways I get from the convention for me personally is I look at all the hands involved in making this a wonderful experience for all of us. And we had this thoughts about, you know, no one of us as an individual could make all of this happen or that we could receive the blessings from it, but we get it from all of our dear brethren that have a special part in making this a wonderful spiritual experience for us. And so I take that away as a personal experience and I look at as Brother Stephen brought out the rich heritage of the Bible since we have going so far back. You know, we gave that talk, and right after that, a dear brother came up to me and gave me a couple of pictures of our class back in 1948. I wasn't here in 1948, by the way, but there's brethren in here that I recognize. And we do have a rich heritage going back, each one. That dear brother sitting down was the one who baptized me, Brother Bob Wilson. My grandfather baptized Bob Wilson, Paul Davis. So there's so many blessings. I thank you so much. We thank you so much for coming and hope we can do it again.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Brother Mark. I got, what do they call them, goosies when you said that your grandfather immersed him and then he immersed you. Beautiful. Brother David.
Well, brethren, I appreciate the convention. It's so nice to be here. I don't want to repeat a lot of what was said, but I must say I really enjoyed the German convention report. It's been a long time since I've seen Brother Stalder. I've written to him, emailed, but I haven't seen him, and I feel close to him. Did Don go also to German? Okay, I presume, but I really enjoyed that report very much. I enjoy the ebullience of Brother Todd. You know, talking about a gift, he has a gift to stir me up, and I have normally quite placid. So that was wonderful. I won't mention Brother Gilbert's talk on anger because everybody else has mentioned it, but it was wonderful. Technically speaking, two things that I really enjoyed was Stephen Yike's review of the way the Bible in English came to us, and Sister Ruth has been reading night by night, in more determinedly than I have, a history of how things came to us through the darker periods of the church down to our age. And so Brother Stephen's review of that was really very intriguing. And a point that Brother Harry made in his opening talk that I never heard or thought about, and that is that the day of waving the first fruits was not a day of holy convocation, because nobody was really expecting what happened in fulfillment of that day. I got to toss that around a little bit in my head, but that was really quite an engaging point. And then in the last talk, his connection between Pentecost and the giving of the law, I think, has a lot of rich thought behind it. I thank you. It was just a lovely convention.
Well, thank you, Brother David, for your sharing those points with us. And actually, you've helped me out here quite a bit, because I've always been looking for the right adjective to describe Brother Todd. And now I've got ebullient. And I think that's it. I think we're there. There's a story I love, and if you're sitting there and thinking, wait a minute, he just told that same story last year, forgive me. But it's called Stone Soup. And it was a story of a famine in a certain geographical area. And everybody kind of withdrew into their homes and their selves and were like just holding on to that last morsel of food. And a stranger walks in town, goes up to the town fountain in the town square and pulls out a brass pot, fills it with water from the fountain, builds a fire and starts to boil it. And everybody's watching very curiously, and he reaches in his backpack and pulls out a stone, drops it in the water. And finally, somebody was so curious they couldn't help but go up to him and say, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm making stone soup, of course. I'm hungry. Stone soup? Well, you know, it doesn't taste like much with just a stone. You know, if I had a carrot or an onion or something like that, it might taste better. And they said, well, I've got a carrot. And they go to their home and they get the carrot. And another sees that happen and says, well, I have a potato. And another, I have a shank bone. And another, I have an onion and some peas. And finally, the whole town comes out, and they've all contributed a little bit, and in their poverty, they make this nourishing pot of stew. Everyone eats, and everyone is nourished, and everyone is blessed. So no matter what small ingredient each of you brought to the convention, each brought an ingredient. Even if it's just your presence here, showing your support for the convention. Whatever it is, we've all contributed to make a delicious spiritual stew. And we thank the Lord for it. All who would like to raise their hands in thanks to the LA friends here for doing this for us, please. Very good.